I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Iran is looking for scapegoats to blame for the presidential election protests of recent weeks. E3 Partners' Tom Doyle says Christians will probably get the brunt of the blame.
Iran basically has two songs that they play. It's either going to be the fault of the West or the fault of the Jews. So we're just praying for the church because the government's not going to let this go by without punishing someone, and we're concerned that it'll be the church.
Meanwhile, Uganda's health ministry is giving out free mosquito nets in September. It's a part of a strategy to fight malaria, the number one killer in Uganda. AMG International's Roger Thomas agrees.
At our child care center in Gamba, we have about 250 children, and at least three children a week are taken into the clinic for treatment of malaria.
AMG's working in the poorest rural areas, and it's taken time to earn the community's trust. In addition to child care centers, they're also building a clinic. Thomas says that will bear fruit.
Because you build a relationship both with the children and the parents, and you're giving the gospel to the children, eventually you change the child, the family, the whole community.
And in Canada, African immigrants are a new focus for Africa Inland Mission. They've flooded into the country the past 20 years, putting estimates at 300,000 living in Canada's major cities today. They often have the hardest time integrating into the workforce. Most come from African nations where open evangelism isn't allowed. It's a huge open door for outreach specifically to that population. Pray that AIM will find creative and transformational ministries. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Enter to win an all expenses paid Global Action Touch the World trip to India. If your name's drawn, Global Action will be sending you to India to distribute blankets to the needy during the winter months. Activate your name at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.